You know, the best thing for a hangover is weed. Do you smoke weed?
Not really.
You don't?
No.
At all?
Mm-mm.
Like in the morning?
No, I just don't.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow, we found something that Buzz likes.
Buzz, that just, I mean, he was unhinging his jaw.
I've not seen him laugh that hard in 10 years. That's
welcome absurd. Back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It is time for...
Phone-a-rama.
What did you say?
Phone-a-rama.
Phone-a-rama. Phone-a-rama is the segment of the program where we turn it all over to you, ladies and gentlemen. Your phone calls exclusively at 877-365-3636. And now, without further ado, I could flap my gums all I wanted, but I would rather dive in to the very first edition of Phone-a-rama in quite some time. So without further ado, I bring you...
Phone-a-rama.
Thank you. I just have to talk British when I hear this. Let's go to Fairfax, Virginia, and say hello to Ben. Ben, you're on Phone-a-rama at 877-365-3636. I'm doing great, Ben.
That's awesome. I just wanted to talk about Edwards for a second. This scumbag, I can't believe this. I mean, I guarantee you at least 50 to 70% of all politicians are just as bad as he is.
I do want to say one thing, though, and one thing I do not like to do, and I hate to say this, because a lot of times you're not ahead of the curve, but even with talking to Mr. Butterfield, who I couldn't pick out of a lineup, one does have to say, before these pictures have even been in the Inquirer or anything else has been vetted by any other reporters, you do have to do the whole innocent until proven guilty thing.
Right.
You
so
know,
true.
Until I see this show, I'm not ready to hang the guy just yet. You know, if it all proves to be true, I will say, yes, like so many politicians, you know, holier than thou. And I'm sorry. The fact is, when you get into this racket, Ben, don't you agree you have to hold yourself a little bit to a higher standard?
Exactly. But I guarantee you, if they can get to her with the DNA test before anything else goes down, they're going to have to cover it in the media.
Yeah. They're going to do it. That's the main question I have, is to whether or not this is going to be covered, you know, by CBS, NBC, ABC.
The one thing I took away from, what's his name, Butterman?
Butterfield.
The one thing I took away from Butterston is that
Butterston.
The main media, the mainstream media will cover it as soon as Edwards issues some sort of statement about it. But he's, so far... He said nothing.
Well, he's running away and
hiding
in bathrooms.
Exactly. He's trying to figure it out. He's trying to figure out how he can spin this to his advantage.
Well,
I don't know if there's any way he can spin it to his advantage. He's trying to get out of it alive.
I was just trying to give her some support money.
That's exactly right. Buzz, I agree with the caller. I mean, he probably could say something like this. You know, this is a lady that's been in distress. I've helped her out. I've tried to keep it under the radar. Uh-huh. You know, imagine what politicians are capable of.
Maybe he'll say he's following a lead that Bin Laden was in the hotel.
That should be interesting. Ben, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Let's go to Kevin, who's on 495. My sympathies. What can we do for you, Kevin?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I really enjoy the new show, even better than the old show, even though I love the old show.
That is so nice of you to say that, Kevin. We do appreciate that, and may you never run into John Edwards running up a staircase. We hope that never happens. We'll continue the support and continue listening, okay?
I will. Yay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to William in West Virginia.
William?
All right, William, what can we do for you?
Hi, guys. I was listening to your show when you guys were on vacation on 4th of July.
Yes, sir.
You guys had the best of the Mike O'Mara, I think.
Yes.
And I was listening one day, and you guys had the topic on aliens.
Aliens with, like, antennas coming out of their heads, or aliens that might try to hop in back of a pickup truck and do some drywalling for you?
Oh, I'm talking about the guy that says he got abducted and he has a UFO following him. You guys remember that?
Oh, I think I do. Yeah. I love talking about UFOs and aliens. I love that.
Yeah. All right, well, I just wanted to talk to you guys because I know Rob doesn't believe in it.
Rob doesn't believe in anything that he can't see in front of his face. Rob also doesn't like change. Rob's mind is like a vault that is completely shut. That's what it's like. It is difficult to crack that vault, but sometimes I've seen it cracked. And when it's cracked, it's a beautiful thing. So
Mike,
go ahead, crack his vault, William.
I believe in you.
Thank you, Rob. Right back at you. Absolutely.
You're lying.
He believes in exact change.
What did you want to talk about?
I just wanted to talk to you. Like, I want to tell Rob, like, I'm a 100% believer in aliens.
That's excellent.
And, like, if you look at the crop circles all over in England and all that.
I always
stuff,
do.
I mean, there's no other way. And there's people that put up cameras, like, on the mountain facing the crop fields. And there'll be flashes, like, during the night and then random.
Yeah, Rob. What do you have to say about crop circles, Rob?
Yeah.
Well, I believe this guy. I think that aliens are true.
He thinks he believes in aliens now, William. You talked him into it.
You converted me, William, with your dazzling rhetoric.
Well, I mean, have you guys heard
No, shut up. You've won. Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you, William. Thank you for the call. Peter in D.C., you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon. Are you legitimately British, or are you putting on this?
I am actually legitimate British, yes.
I must say that I'm thrilled to get a call from the UK based on the fact that Buzz and I are going to enjoy Eric Idle tonight at Wolf Trap here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I'd love to go myself. I'm actually in D.C. myself, so.
That's wonderful. Well, it's not the Messiah. He's a naughty boy. And we're really looking forward to seeing the musical adaptation of Life of Brian.
Well, I'd love to join you, but unfortunately I'm working.
I'm terribly sorry. Sorry we won't see you at the Pip-Pip, Tally-Ho, Tally-Whacker, wonderful show.
But I do love spam, and by the way, crop circles are fake.
I don't like spam!
I've seen them do it.
Hold it. So they're fake?
Yes.
They're fake. All right, I'm back to my original point of view then.
William, you'll have to call back.
No such thing as aliens.
What a shame that is. And answer the phones quicker, people. Thank you. Peter, what can we do for you on this fine day?
Well, actually, I need to pick a bone with you a little bit.
I'm ready for my bone to be picked. Go ahead, pick away.
A few months ago, my wife went buggered off to California for a weekend. And I decided in my infinite wisdom to travel all the way to Manassas to go to this little place called Mike O'Meara's.
Oh, I must tell you what a tragic error in judgment that was, Peter.
It was, especially behind closed doors.
Yes, of course. Well, you know, the terrible restaurant business, you know, what with the economy, pip, pip, ho, ho. How's your father, John Thomas, Periwinkle, all the good things. Very, very frustrating, unfortunately. A long time ago. You see, I can explain it to you, Peter. I got very tired of penning checks, you see.
I was penning
checks out of my own pocket every 2 weeks to cover what we call payroll, because the restaurant was floundering, you see.
I was thinking,
maybe in an infinite wisdom, that you might decide to open a smaller place, maybe a little bit more local.
I suppose a more resilient chap might take that course, but unfortunately it's beaten me down. I did not care for my taste of the restaurant business, and therefore you might see a reincarnation with my name on it, but I will be much like Colonel Sanders, or what's his name from Wendy's. Most definitely behind the scenes and not in any way, financially or otherwise, responsible for the day-to-day operation.
So that only leaves one choice, which means I have to go out drinking with you, doesn't it?
Yes, of course, and I look forward to it, and I would recommend highly you come to the party on the 8th as soon as the venue is announced on, I hope, Friday. We will be
tomorrow
announcing where we are going to be for the party on the 8th. All right, Peter?
I will be there, and the first drink's on me.
Thank you so much. Ta-ta, tally-ho, tally-whacker, all that good stuff.
Did you have to pen a check to the chemist?
The chemist.
The
pharmacist.
Well, you were speaking British.
Chemist was there for me. He said, yes, here, try this Paxil. This will get you through all the difficult times.
Ah, the chemist.
Doug in Bakersfield, California. You're on Phone-O-Rama.
Phone-O-Rama.
Hey, gentlemen, this is Doug in Bakersfield.
I just said that.
Hey, his wife was here visiting me.
Oh, that's funny.
The Limeys, yeah.
How do you like the Brits?
I love them.
Okay, what can we do for you, Doug?
Well, I was just kind of upset lately the way you teased Rob A. about being a Nazi.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, well, you know, it's what I do. I'm sorry. What's really upset you about that? You know, I just think that people should be called out. That's exactly what should happen.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
Well, my great-granddad was killed in a Nazi camp.
Okay. No, I think you're lying.
He fell out of the guard tower.
You see, he really messed up the joke.
Yeah, yeah. He's totally screwed the joke. Yeah. Bad joke, okay?
Bye.
You get the first buzz on Phone-O-Rama.
Phone-O-Rama.
I'm back to believing in aliens now.
Let's go to David in D.C. David in D.C., you want to talk about porn, 877-365-3636. You're on Phone-O-Rama.
Phone-O-Rama, not Porn-O-Rama.
Porn-O-Rama. I like, we'll do that again sometime.
Now.
Sorry, I was looking at porn. That's what he wants to talk about.
Porn.
Yes, David, go ahead.
Yes, I'm looking at porn while driving northbound on BW Parkway. Yes, of course. I've watched over the years a lot, and I'm not ashamed to say, a lot of porn between professional and amateur. I much prefer amateur.
Really?
Every now and then.
Now, this is the first call. Hold on a second. This is the first call. I've been waiting for this call because I really do believe that that Buzz and I and Rob, to a certain extent, might be in the minority when we say we like the pro stuff better than the amateur. You like the amateur, right?
Yes, because every now and then you get lucky and you find an ex-girlfriend making a porn movie.
Oh, well, there's that.
There's no way you found an ex-girlfriend making a porno.
Swear to God, twice.
Twice?
Twice. Two ex-girlfriends. And what pisses me off even more about it is she's doing things on the film that we never did as a couple.
Now, when you say, well, hold on, I got a bunch of questions to find out whether you're telling the truth or not. You said you have, you found two ex-girlfriends, same type. Now, do you go to a website? Do you buy this as a DVD with amateurs? Do you watch it on DirecTV? How did you find an ex-girlfriend doing porn? How did it happen?
One was on a videotape about, I want to say, 15 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And the other one was on a beta tape about 20 years ago.
I don't believe it.
No. I'm sorry.
Get out of here. Oh,
but it's a great story.
No. Yeah, 15, 20 years ago.
All right, thanks so much. He was drinking.
The IMers are weighing in, by the way. One guy writes, 100% amateurs because he doesn't like pros. I won't say why. Amateur porn is better, writes another, since the girls are more realistic.
Buzz, hold on a second. Yeah. That's for IMarama.
Oh,
that's
I'm
not
sorry.
For Phonorama.
I just thought you'd like
the
to IMA, know.
The IMers, you have to call. They have to call, but they have to use their voices. They can't use that computer during
Phonorama.
No.
You people use your phones.
That's right. Use your phones. But we will have a segment called IMarama.
Okay. I hope we have some IMs then.
Well, that's good. We'll get them that way.
Yeah.
I like this name. Huh? Kilo in Frederick, Maryland. Kilo, you're on Phonorama.
What's up?
How are you, Kilo?
Do you love the metric system?
It's K-E-E-L-O.
Oh, not K-I-L-O.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
What can we do for you, Kilo?
Well, I got home yesterday, and the 40-something-year-old guy that lives at the front of my street decided just maybe 10 minutes before I pulled onto my street to stab his 76-year-old girlfriend in the skull.
Oh, my God. I'm
That's
sorry.
Not funny.
I should not have done that. how old? He's 40-something?
Yeah, mid to late 40s.
And how old was the girlfriend? Gross.
She's in her 70s.
That's kind of like that's like the reverse of Carla and me.
Well, what I think is that he preferred that to stabbing her with something else.
Wait a minute, how old will they? If Carla's 40, I'm going to be 40.
Yeah, but this is
I'll be in my 60s.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's
70s. That's 20. Like a 30-year age difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too much.
And he stabbed her. Did he kill her?
No, actually, she was pretty coherent when I pulled up the ambulance.
Was the knife in her head?
No, they had already pulled it out.
Where did it enter the head? Like near the ear, towards the top?
Like
where?
Her eye.
Oh, up above her eye?
Yeah, like right above her right eye.
So he used the soft part of the eye to penetrate?
No, it was above it. So it
was just to the bone. Okay.
You mean the forehead.
So did you observe this guy? Were you an eyewitness to this crime?
You get it?
No, I got there right after it had happened.
All right. So what else? How did the date end?
Is she okay?
From what I understand, she's okay. She was pretty coherent when I got there. They arrested him, and from what I heard from the cop, they were more than likely going to be charging him with attempted murder.
Really? Okay. Yeah, well, that's why, you know, Frederick gets pretty boring sometimes, but I love it. I love driving through it on my motorcycle.
Sure.
I picked up dogs in Frederick, and I'm not talking about women. I actually picked up an Australian Shepherd one time right outside of Frederick, Maryland. Never got a chance to see anybody get stabbed in the head. Pretty cool, huh, Kilo?
It was. It actually didn't happen in Frederick, though. I don't live in Frederick.
Okay. Where did it happen?
Happened in Martinsburg, West Virginia.
I was slamming Maryland, mm-hmm. and it actually happened where we all know it should.
What's going on
West
this
Virginia?
Side.
Well, thanks for a lovely story, Kilo.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling. And let's go to Terry on Phonorama.
Hey, guys. I love your show.
Hi, Terry. What can we do for you?
I was out of town until yesterday, and my wife recorded that Family Feud. Did you guys get to watch Ed McMahon on that and his wife?
No, but we were talking all about it, and it was very sad. I guess Ed was in a neck brace.
Oh, my God. He did not know how to respond. I mean, you could just tell that the guy had no thoughts in his mind. And his wife, she looks like a cobra.
Yeah, well, you know, apparently if those reports are true, she's somewhat similar to a cobra,
too. We used to know a cobra.
We knew a cobra. The cobra.
Exactly.
You remember her?
Of course.
Oh, what a lovely lady she was. Yeah, we're pulling for Ed. We want to see him keep his house, okay?
Yeah.
I want to see him dump that lady, too. I want to see him dump that girl.
You want to play Goodbye, Victoria?
Yeah, I want to see Victoria McMahon get the hell out of the house.
House.
Let's go to Kurt, Modesto, California. You are on
Phonorama.
What can we do for you, Kurt?
Nothing. You know, first of all, I just want to say thank you for staying on the air, because I love you guys, and you really helped me get through my frustrating days at times. The other thing was you...
Kurt, I got to tell you, to the best of my knowledge, none of us had really planned on leaving. You know, we have obligations.
We have no choice.
Exactly.
Right?
You do work for CBS, so you never know.
Yes, this is true. You do never know. That's for sure.
Hey, the other thing was, thanks for turning me on to Big O and Dukes. I was listening to another show here from 9 to noon, and the show sucks because the guy who's talking, who you know about, is very repetitive, and he says the same thing over and over and over, and it really gets on my nerves, and those guys really get it. I mean, they get the whole joke about how to do a show.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a great show to listen to, and one of the true pleasures of coming back here to Fairfax was being able to hang out with those guys and also having a show. You know, anybody that does this will tell you there's really nothing quite like getting in your car, driving to work and leaving work, and being able to listen to a show that you enjoy.
At least driving to work.
That gets you motivated.
Right.
Yes, hey, no comment. What is it? Oh. No one current. Oh, now, wait a minute. Hold on, Joe.
What?
Now, I like Kurt. He was saying some nice things. And,
I'm sorry.
Joe says, you know what, Kurt? We really don't like you. Does Kurt call a lot, Joe? Is that why?
I just felt like not liking him.
Oh, Joe just felt like not liking you. Joe's up typing. He's got to go do his supermarket shuffle today.
He's got a bit today.
Tell Joe thanks. I appreciate
it. All right, Kurt,
it.
We got to run. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Let's go to Tobias. I love that name.
Tobias.
Yes. Tobias in Rockville, Maryland. How are you, Tobias?
Good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, all right. Tobias, you don't sound so good, man.
Tobias Funk.
Well, look, I wanted to gripe about how during the Super Bowl, Janet Jackson got everyone, got those stricter rules brought upon all of us, and CBS somehow weaseled their way out of the fine.
Well, you know what? Really, that we should save that call for what's your gripe.
Yeah, what's your gripe? But I mean, it sounds to me, are you like on the FCC side on this one, Tobias?
No, I thought, kind of. I
don't think CBS weaseled out of anything. I think what CBS did was fight something legitimately.
And I believe, actually, Tobias, they spent more money fighting the charge than the fine was levied on them because they thought that what they were defending was right.
Yeah, and having the balls to fight the thing is something that I think works out for the entire broadcast industry.
Did you think CBS should be fined?
Kind of.
They're oh, my God, you're kidding me. What?
You guys don't have a problem finding you guys. I'm
going
to you.
Wait, hold on a second. Wait, shut up. I didn't even understand what you were saying. You were screaming there. What's going on?
They don't have a problem finding you guys when you guys cross the line.
We actually, you're talking about the same type of thing, though. You're talking about, finding broadcasters is something all broadcasters don't want to see happen, Tobias. You sound like you might be a little confused.
I think I am.
Thank you for calling. I'm glad we could agree on that. That's good. No, you're done.
Yeah.
Russ in D.C., you are on Phonorama.
What's going on, Mike?
What's happening, Russ?
Not much. I just wanted to say thank you to all the people in my neighborhood that litter in the storm drains and cause the storm drains to back up and gave me a good 2 inches of water in the inside of my car this morning.
I'll give everybody around the country a little background on this. Of course, if you're listening down in Texas, you don't have any sympathy, but
right.
Here in D.C., we got some corkers last night. I mean, storms like you wouldn't believe. I was coming back from going to dinner last night, and I noticed those thunderheads coming in. They were just starting to land planes at Dulles. Buzz, I would poop in my pants. I probably can't say that, can I? That's going to get delayed, isn't it?
No, I think you're okay.
I would soil myself. That's what I'm going to say.
It was some amazing lightning.
These planes are landing, and the planes are between two of these lightning shows that are going nuts, but there was a lot of storm drain flooding.
Do you love lightning like I love lightning?
I love watching lightning, but I wouldn't want to be in an airplane. Well, people shouldn't litter. That's the message today. Isn't that right, Russ?
Thank you, sir. Yes,
you're
exactly.
You're more than welcome.
Mike, give a hoot.
All right, guys. Have a good show.
All right, it's all I can do.
Don't pollute.
To help you. Scott from Sacramento. Scott, we got time for about two or three more on a Phonorama.
Phonorama.
Hey, Mike, I just want to say I love amateur porn. And the reason is, when I watch amateur porn, it's like I'm watching two people, you know, do it. When I watch professional, it's like I'm watching a couple people at work.
You know,
no
all right. You know, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. The thing that I don't like about amateur porn, though, is I find that a lot of the people that are in amateur porn kind of gross me out.
Not as attractive. Some people
doesn't turn me on to watch people that you know shouldn't be naked on camera.
Nudist colony, real sex stigma.
Yeah, especially the guys. Some of the guys are very, very gross. We're on time.
A lot of guys find it less intimidating, more achievable, more acquirable. I think.
Yeah, that might be it. All right,
let me
blast through these.
For me.
Scott, thanks for the call. I'm going to try to take four as fast as I possibly can. Ryan, Kansas, you're on Phonorama.
Yes, the reason why I like amateur porn is I feel like the girls have been tricked into doing something that they wouldn't usually do. I feel like, you know, that they've been coerced.
Okay, all right. Thanks so much for the call. We'll take our second call. Tom, Kansas, you're on Phonorama. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Buzz. I just want to know if you were still in Wichita when they caught our local celebrity, Mogi Langston, on her tape.
No, I didn't hear about the Mogi Langston tape.
Have to look into it tomorrow. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Ryan and Reno, you're on Phonorama.
Yeah, guys, I freaking love you guys.
Thank you.
Two things real quick. One, I hope you guys pick Reno to come to for your road show, because I freaking love you guys.
There are a lot worse cities we could pick. I would love to come to Reno.
I love that city.
I really do love it. I mean, you know, I freaking love it. I really, and you know what? I would like to do another show in Reno.
I'd love to see you guys in person. That'd be awesome. But
very
also,
good.
I didn't ever watch Larry King until the old show. You guys started talking about him, and I was just wondering if you guys ever noticed, like, before he goes to commercial break, that motion he makes with his jaw, where he, like, tightens it up.
No. Yeah, I've noticed it.
It's actually a wire that's connected to his sphincter. That's
and, like, how pale he's getting, starting to resemble a mummy more and more each day.
Yeah, well, the thing is, he passed away about 3 years ago, and he's still doing the show. It's all done with wires and a series of latex prosthetics.
He's passed away and no one's told him.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to our final call for Phonorama.
Phonorama.
Will, you are the last call for Phonorama today.
Will call.
Hello?
Hi, Will. You're the last call. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling. You guys had this fishing yesterday. Actually, my mom's got, like, some kind of problem with her feet, and I'm going to take her down there, I think, next weekend.
That's very good, Will.
I just wanted to say thanks for having that guy on.
Oh, that's great. So, in other words, the Mike O'Mara Show has healed your mother's feet.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, that's a fitting way to end, ladies
sure
and gentlemen.
Is.
That's a delightful way to end. Phonorama, where we were healers.
Yeah, wonderful. She'll be dancing again before you know it.
I love that.
Done some good here today.
Thanks to all the calls for Phonorama. We'll do it again real soon. Coming up next, the Hollywood Buzz, along with Washington Redskins number 3, Marcus Washington. That's all coming up on The Big Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.